I expected this to come, but not at this stage. However, on nautical terms, I would describe it as a shot across the bow in the advance of the Brexit negotiations, with particular reference to fisheries. Back prior to Ireland and the UK's membership of the European Union, the London Convention was in place and was an opportunity for a number of vessels from various countries to fish between the 6 and 12 mile nautical limit. This convention now, which the UK say that they're going to withdraw from, it will take 2 years before this can be dismantled. And in the meantime, there's very little they can do. But it's a clear indication that when it comes to fisheries, that the UK are going to take a very hard line.
And in relation to Donegal, does this now initially impact Donegal, or is this a sign that something could happen along the fishing sector in Donegal?
Well, immediately, no. There'll be a two-year period that nothing can happen, and hopefully that could be extended, but I'm not too sure if it will or not. But the UK must realise that if they want to negotiate fisheries within Brexit, that they will want to do that in isolation. I spoke to the EU's negotiator, Michel Barnier, whom I knew when I was in Europe, and met him when he addressed the Dáil. I've suggested, and this is the line of the industry and the government, that it can be negotiated in isolation. It will have to be negotiated in conjunction with trade. 62% of the UK's fish are exported into the EU. And if they didn't have a market there, and if they have to pay a high tariff, that'll have implications for them. So there's a lot of negotiations to take place in the meantime. But in short, this decision that has been taken is a hardline one.